Beautiful one, welcome to this solstice full moon time, Yuletide blessings, this time to welcome in the miraculous. I want to invite you to this power time that we have from the 21st through the 25th. It's a boosting time to call in the miracles, the healing, and the timely transformations that are happening. So cozy up by the fire and give yourself the time for the sacred ritual to bring closure and new beginnings for what this 2018 year has been. Rituals help carry us. They give us a rites of passage to help carry us from one significant place in our life to another. So I want to invite you to use this magic time, this transforming time, and embrace this weekend before the rest of the holidays take over, giving the stunning illumination of the bright light served right now during this solstice full moon as a beacon of hope, as a restorative balance and power for whatever season you have been in your life. It's the winter solstice time right now in the northern hemisphere, with the longest, darkest night of the year that brings in the bright, illuminating rebirth, illuminating this darkness with new vision and new hope. And in the southern hemisphere, it's the spring solstice time for the longest day of light of the year. This carries the reflective reprieve into something profoundly new that was hidden from sight. It's a transcendent time for all of us. Life is working in a rhythm and a balance. No matter what part of the globe that you're on, we are all seeing the same moon. We are connected, and these rhythms and cycles are moving through our lives. The question I have for you is, what's been a long-held season in 2018 and or in 2017 too? It's been this way for everyone. No one's been exempt from it. We can see it in the collective. And I don't want you to feel alone in your individual life. There's been a long-held season. And what has it been for you? A season of waiting? A season of healing? A season of dealing with someone, something? A season of discovering? A season of moving? Lots of change? A season of accepting, a season of dismantling, a season of letting go, a season of settling the long-held unsettled, a season of deep new insights, a season of rebuilding. These are the questions I want you to ask. What has been your season? I can look at this list for myself, and it's been several pieces of these that's been a long-held season. Enter this time, the sacred moment. Let this rites of passage help carry you to the other side and into the new year and into new chapters ahead. Let forgiveness, insight, expansion, and open-hearted healing on all levels show up for you. Write a letter of release to 2018. I know I have a lot to let go of and release. I want to open up the space for some new beginnings in 2019. I want that for you too. So give yourself that sacred moment. Take that 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes and give yourself the sacred ritual during this power time. Yes, an energy of transcendence will birth a brighter light living inside of you, propelling you into living your prosperity promise for the next chapters ahead. Prosperity, it's pro the spirit of you. And it's built within a promise to the beautiful life that is yours. You are inside the healing and transformation that you need at this time. The focus for the December full moon is release and renounce. Release and let go. Renounce what is no longer yours to carry. Renounce what is no longer your way to be that came in the form of conditioning or something that was collected upon you through trauma, could be recent, could be many decades ago, whatever it has been that's collected upon you, experiences, hurts, painful situations that imprinted in a deep way into you, you can renounce it. You can let it go. It doesn't have to belong to you. And then next, connect and celebrate. You are brought into existence with celebration and no hesitation. If you just watch a baby being born and they're unfolding into their life, there is no hesitation in the celebration of who they are. Now is your time to connect to your honor, connect within, connect around. Be a part of the connection of all of life that seeks the natural inclusion. Wherever you have felt discluded from life's good, from your own benevolent belonging, reconnect that and begin with the inclusion that you belong here and you belong in life's good. Where you have felt forgotten, connect again because you belong in the celebration of your life. And third, light and bright. This marks the season to enter into the light and bright. Wherever you are in the world or whatever personal season your life has been in, right now, nature is speaking to this natural new cycle ahead that is about the light and bright. That's why it happens here at this solstice time. It's a reminder of already what's in our natural inherent heritage that's right here inside of us, in our DNA, in the nature of us and all around. We are in a time that is turning into new direction with expansion. It is up to you to name it. Use the power of sacred ritual to write it right, pen to paper, antenna to God, source, creation, the universe. Let the elements of your core nature ignite the light and brighten the nature of you. Allow yourself to be embraced by the energy that is your core aligning expression of congruence for your own prosperity promise that's already inside of you. Find your sacred time this weekend to create your ritual. Rites of passage carry us. All of life works in a beautiful rhythm of cycles and seasons. Let's claim your new season. This full moon has both the letting go and connecting and celebrating and bringing light and brightness to what you want to create. My suggestion is to you is to write out what you want. I'm going to name at least 50 things. What do I want for my life? What do I want this next year to be? And then next, what has been in the way of it? What has blocked it? What has felt lacking from it? And that is what I'm letting go. And I'm coming from a core soul-inspired direction. Name that for your life. And then I want you to pick three big lifetime dreams and visions that you want the new direction of your life to unfold towards. Three, name three big ones. There's a power in naming it and claiming it. There's a power in clearing and letting go. I could speak for a whole day on the deep, powerful, transformational lessons that this year, year and a half, 2 years have been for me. I'm going to save that for an end of the year episode as we come into the new year. But I want you to reflect on that for your own personal life. I want you to know that you haven't been alone and that we're all being called to ask to show up in a brighter, lighter, powerful, true way in our lives with our dreams and who we are. And I want you to know that you are worthy of it. You're worthy of your own natural well-being and prosperity promise to feel good and to live your soul-inspired life. Nourish your worthiness. I have an inspiration collection, Nourishing Worthiness. And there are journal prompts in there that you can use during this full moon time to release and let go of any blocks, any disconnection, or fragmented parts of yourself that have been disconnecting you from your own natural inherent worthiness. This is by donation, so it's accessible to anybody at whatever price point is in your alignment that you can do for yourself. Also, I'm offering it as a gift, a digital gift that you can give to somebody that will show up on Christmas Eve in their inbox in a beautiful holiday email certificate, and they can download it. And this is also available by donation. So give to those soulful friends, loved ones who you would like them to connect deeper to nourishing their worthiness. It's important in this circle that we're in right now. In the people that have come to my work and I'm talking to you, they're high capacity givers. You are a high capacity giver. They're doctors, healers, teachers, nurses, mothers, caregivers, business entrepreneurs, big high capacity givers. It's important to nourish your worthiness. It's important to nourish the soul inspired you. And this is why using the rituals during the natural rhythm keeper of our life here with the moon cycle, the full moon and the new moon, can allow us to have a restorative balance. It's a time to claim a time of your own that is sacred and connecting. So this next year for 2019, if you just included these two rituals during the full moon and the new moon, when nature is naturally boosting and ready to give you that alignment to yourself, to the nature of you, with the full moon and the new moon, and your life just got 5% better, that's 10% in a month, that's 120% in a year. Lives have changed following these rituals. I hear stories all the time, and I invite you to continue. One of the mantras I've been saying is that begins to deepen our own lives and each other's lives is persistency and consistency is an omnipotent power. And how are we using that? We don't want to be consistent and persistent with plaguing patterns that don't serve us, with allowing conditioning and experiential collections that don't belong to us to continue to drive and navigate our lives. Persistency and consistency with what's true, what's authentic, what's in the natural alignment of you is your prosperity promise. And you have it right now to begin. Pro the spirit of you. It's a promise that was written in the stars and the very DNA of you. Life thrives, pro the spirit of you. Be in true alignment with that. Let go of all that doesn't serve and be persistent and consistent with the prosperity that is you, for you, and built within your benevolent belonging as a promise to you. Embrace it fully. May the magicalness of this season ignite your heart. Happy holidays, my beautiful one.